cheese, please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes. Nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? It's another edition of Cheese Fleas with a brand new theme. Wow.
I bet that all of the listeners thought they were listening to the wrong show.
No. This is the right show. We got new locations. We're here in the bunker, as I like to call it. We're still exploring. We got to figure out what's going on. We found the kitchenette. We found the big room next door that keeps all the equipment, and I moved away the microphones and that, so it was a little less annoying.
And we also found the room with furniture, so now we have chairs to sit on.
Yeah, but we're still working on it. Apparently, it's a big maze that is multi-level. We found a staircase. It only went down so far. It was kind of scary.
It's dark down there.
Wasn't a lot of light, but we're getting there. We're getting used to this thing. It's nice. It's warm. It's out of the van. That's the whole idea.
Yes, the van is no longer with us. It's been taken away.
Oh, yes. And where has it been taken away? I forgot.
Billy Bob took it to the garage because it needs to be completely taken apart, completely into pieces. I saw it. It was very sad.
So we're stranded here.
So we're kind of stranded here, but that's okay because it's warm and we have food. And
where did we get the food?
It's a delivery service.
Oh, yes.
I go on my phone and I click stuff off and they bring it. It's awesome.
That's the other thing we got. We got cell phones now. That's just smartphones. What's going on here? The budget went up somewhere. I don't know.
Anyway, that's not what this week's show is about. This week's show is about, what's his name?
Rolf Harris.
That's it.
Mr. Tommy Kangaroo Dance Sport. Put the shrimp on the barbie, eh? Well, that's as close as I can get to an Australian accent anyway.
Yeah, please don't do that.
And you get some facts and figures about Rolf, of course.
Well, he was credited with inventing a wind instrument called the wobble board.
Oh, okay.
And also beatboxing.
Yes, and he played some interesting music as sort of an ambassador for Australia of a cheesy comedy style, I guess, is the best way to put it. We're going to have some songs, a lot of songs by him, but we're starting off with a set with probably some of his most famous, Nicotine and Al Kahal, but we're starting off with Tie Me Kangaroo Down Sport.
Because you can't do a Rolf Harris show without talking about the kangaroo.
But where is this show? What is this show?
This is Cheese Please!
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered round and he says, "Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Oh, don't go acting the fool, curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. He lives somewhere out on the track, Mac. So take me koala back all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Let me abos go loose, Lou. Let me abos go loose. They're of no further use, Lou. So let me abos go loose all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And mind me platypus duck, Bill. Mind me platypus duck. Oh, don't let him go running amok, Bill. Just mind me platypus duck all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down.
Play your didgeridoo, blue. Play your didgeridoo. Like, keep playing till I shoot through, blue. Play your didgeridoo. All together now,
tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down.
Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead.
So we tanned his hide when he died, Clyde, and that's it hanging on the shed all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Nicholas? Albert?
Look, I don't know where they are, but I'd like you to meet my two pals, my buddies, my two amigos. I'll tell you all about them.
Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Strange as it seems, I met in my dreams nicotine and alcohol. Here's what they said to me, use your head, you see, your life is very, very dull.
Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
So I said to Nick, Nick, tell me quick now, what should a fella do? He said to me, boy, easy to see, boy, you should try a cigarette or two.
Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
So I lit the fag and I took me a drag, and then to my great surprise, I started to gasp and coughed like a rasp, and everything spun around before my eyes.
Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all.
Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. So I said to Al,
Al, be a pal, now what do you really think?
He said to me, boy, easy to see, boy, smoking's kid stuff, pour yourself a drink.
Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
So quick as a wink, I took a drink, swigged a glass full down. Well, first it seemed to hit me, then it turned around and it bit me, and everything went spinning all around.
Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all.
Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. But here is the joke, when I awoke, it wasn't finished yet. I noticed first a terrible thirst, and then a craving for a cigarette.
Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all.
Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Take my advice, this smoking is nice and the drinking is really lush. As you can see, there's no change in me, I'm still pure as the driven slush.
Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all.
Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
Nicotine and alcohol.
Keys, please, with nicotine and alcohol.
And alcohol.
Oh,
and a big finish at the end.
I thought they were talking about people there, or he was.
He kind of sounds like he's talking about people until he starts talking about smoking and drinking, and then you realize it's nicotine and alcohol he's really singing about.
Oh, I sort of stayed away from his two friends over the years.
Yes.
It's not one of my things. I just like playing cheesy music.
Yes, and you drink enough coffee. I don't think you need alcohol.
Don't forget the hot chocolate, though.
Yes, this is true.
We found a whole pile of it in the kitchen end here.
Yes, this place might have been at one point some kind of a Cold War bunker, because there's a lot of stores supplies.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
Cartons and cases of them.
I didn't know it was the date. I just put it in and heated up the kettle, and away I go. And it tasted good. That's all I know. Before that, we had
Timey Kangaroo Down Sport.
Thank you.
Ralph
Harris, as we profile him this week on the show. My name is Snarftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we present every week.
Yes, in an undisclosed location, because we're still exploring it.
Yes, and we're not quite sure where we are, because we were blindfolded when we were brought here.
Well, that was part of the whole plan, and they brought in our equipment and all.
And then they took away our vehicle, so we can't leave.
Yeah, that could be a problem. But nevertheless, you have some facts about Ralph Harris, because we have internet capabilities here.
Did you know he painted?
No. Really?
He painted. He did star portraits.
Really?
He actually painted a portrait of Queen Elizabeth II for her 80th birthday.
And what did she think of it?
It was voted the second most favorite portrait of the Queen by the British public.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Really?
Wow. Are you kidding
me? No, I'm not kidding.
Well, what other facts can you tell me? That's it?
He painted a portrait of Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, okay.
And it was taken to the Antiques Roadshow.
Okay.
And it was estimated to be worth over £50,000.
And someone said it was a total eclipse of the heart when he actually painted it, right?
Maybe.
That could be. I don't know.
More music.
We have the court of King Caracas.
Caracatus.
Something like that.
Caractacus, I think.
And starting off this set, we have Ralph Harris doing Wild Colonial Boy. Right here on
Cheese Please.
No, there was a wild colonial boy, Jack Doolan was his name. He ran away from Ireland and to Australia came. He robbed the wealthy squatters and their flocks he did destroy. And a terror to the rich man was the wild colonial boy. Hey. Now early one spring morning, as Jack Dugan rode along, a-listening to the little birds, their happy warbling song. You like the little birdie bit there? I'll do it again. He met three mounted troopers, Kelly, Davis, and Fitzroy. And they swore that they would capture him, the wild colonial boy. So come along, me hearties, we'll roam the mountains high. Together we will plunder, and together we will die. We'll wander over valleys, and we'll gallop over plains. For we scorn to live in slavery, bound down by iron chains. Now it's the troopers talking, rough types. Surrender now, Jack Dugan! For you see, it's 3-1. Surrender now, Jack Dugan, for your thieving days are done. He whipped the pistol from his belt, and he shook that little toy. I'll fight, but I won't surrender. Shouts the wild colonial boy. So he fired at Trooper Kelly. And he brought him to the ground. But then a shot from Davis gave the boy his mortal wound. That's to rhyme with ground in the previous line. All shattered through the jaw he fell, still firing at Fitzroy. And that's the way they finished him, the wild colonial boy. So come along, me hearties. Together we will plunder, together we will die. We'll wander over valleys, gallop over plains, for we scorn to live in slavery, bound down by iron chains.
Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil.
Radio Super Jocks.
Cheese.
Now the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by altogether. Now the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus
were just passing by. Now the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Oh, together. Now the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the boys have put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the boys have put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the boys have put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the boys have put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the fascinating witches have put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the fascinating witches have put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the fascinating witches have put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the fascinating witches have put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now if you want to take some pictures of the fascinating witches who put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus, you're too late!
Too late!
Because they've just...
Please, Ralph Harris and the Court of King Caractacus. I said it right, right?
Yes.
Oh, I had to hear him do it before I could do it. And before that, we had Ralph Harris doing Wild Colonial Boy, sort of a, what is that, Irish drinking song type thing? It had that feel.
Yes, it is
a bar,
songs. It's a bar
pub,
song. It's a pub song.
A pub, all those people getting together. Says, I sing a song. Yeah, man. What?
Nothing.
That's what I always think of.
I know.
With those pubs, you know. Anyway, you have more facts, I'm guessing.
I have a couple of quick facts.
Okay.
He used a lot of different unusual instruments in his music, including the didgeridoo.
Oh, yes.
The jew's harp.
Yes.
The stylophone, for which he also lent his name and likeness for advertising.
Okay.
He played the accordion.
Well, I would expect that, sort of, the way he plays some of that music, especially
and
the...
There is a sample of Harris saying, "You've just heard one of the most remarkable applications in modern electronics," which was recorded from a stylophone instruction disc.
A stylophone.
In a song by the group Pulp called Countdown.
Oh, and that means what?
That means nothing. Oh. He released 30 studio albums, 2 live albums, and 48 singles.
Ah, it's a mixed bag of tricks on our tribute today. Some live albums, some studio recorded stuff, and...
Now what do we have?
Yeah, we've got Ralph Harris doing... I lost my mommy.
Shortly.
Coming up shortly. But we're starting off with I Know a Man.
Interesting.
Right here on
Cheese Please.
I know a man who's so rich that he says he's gonna take you from me. I know a man who's so rich that he's got me scared as can be. I look for a hideout where we could hide away, but I'm so scared my hair is turning to grey. And I can't find a place that's gonna do, and he says he'll show all his money to you. I know a man who's so rich that he's coming here to take you from me. I know this man, someone's gonna bring us all this misery. I'd like to shoot him dead and spend all his money on you. But if I do, and the law gets me too, what will your life be to you? You gotta tell this man, my honey lamb, to take all his money and scram. We'll be right back.
so rich that he's coming here to take you from me. I know this man, he's someone who's gonna bring us all this misery. I'd like to shoot him dead and spend all his money on you. But if I do, and the law gets me too, what will your life be to you? You gotta tell this man, my honey lamb, to take all his money and scram. Take all his money and scram. Take all his money and scram.
Cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese!
Just like the inside of any big shop, people were everywhere. Suddenly business was brought to a stop when a terrible yell hit the air.
I've lost my mommy! I've lost my mommy! I've lost my mommy! I've lost my mommy!
People all gathered to look at the lad, patted him on the head.
Where was your mummy when you saw her last?
Turning to her, the boy said,
I've lost my mummy! I've lost my mummy!
Down came the manager to fix up the mess, took the small boy aside.
Come on now, lad, let's have your name and address. With a lung full of air, he replied,
I lost my money!
Well, just then his mother appeared on the spot, gave him a hefty whack.
That ought to teach you to go and get lost.
And the little boy's voice floated back.
I found my money!
I found my mommy!
I found my mommy! I found my mommy! No, mommy, I don't want to go! No, mommy, I don't want to go!
Geez, please, with Ralph Harris, I lost my money, mommy, but he found her, and he was still upset. That was kind of weird. I wouldn't be kind of upset. I'd be in joyous excitement.
Because you found your mother?
Yes.
I've met your mother.
Oh.
So perhaps not.
Well, maybe when I was younger, okay?
Okay, that's fair.
When I was younger, I would have been excited. Nowadays,
not so much.
I'm not saying anything. You're putting words in my mouth, Daffodil.
I know, but I can see your face and the listeners can't.
And before that, we had Ralph Harris and I Know a Man. That was rather weird, that one.
Yes.
Oh, any more quick facts on Ralph Harris?
He had some TV shows.
Oh, really?
When he married his wife in 1958, yes. There was a dog as a bridesmaid.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? Huh?
No.
I got a question for you.
Yes?
What's for dinner tonight?
Whatever is in that box that was just delivered by that courier. It's one of those all-in-one kits. So when you open it, the vegetables are there and the sauce is there, and there's a freeze-dried package that has the meat in it and the instructions, and it's a 30-minute meal.
Where is this stuff coming from?
It's a website. It's awesome.
You ordered this?
Yes. And they didn't ask for money, so I don't know who's paying for our food, but it's awesome.
I was going to say, where is this coming from? I mean, we've been struggling for years in the van, for years, cold, hot.
And now we're living the high life. The high life, I tell you. What's our last couple? What are we playing last?
Oh, a Australian tradition, you could say. Waltzing Matilda, the Rolf Harris version.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird of Cheese. Please come back next week. There will definitely be more shenanigans and cool things happening.
Oh, I'm just getting hungry. Goodbye!
Waltzing Matilda is a song about an Australian hobo, I guess you'd call him. He wanders through the bushland of Australia, and he takes all his meager belongings wrapped up in an old blanket, which is strung across his shoulders with an old piece of twine. And this is called his swag, hence the name Swagman. Now, affectionately or otherwise, he refers to this swag as Matilda. It's like his only companion, and as he wanders through the bush tracks, he finds himself talking to it as if it's a real person. So the term Waltzing Matilda has nothing to do with dancing at all. It means, in fact, carrying this thing on your back through the long, lonely stretches of the Australian bush. A couple of other terms quickly. Pay attention, because I will be asking questions afterwards about this. A couple of other terms. A billabong is a pool of deep water. A billy is a little tin can they boil the tea in. A jumbuck is a sheep. A tucker bag is a bag for carrying tucker. A tucker is food. It's a food bag. Sorry, like a knapsack. What else? The squatter is the big landowner. That's enough. Let's get on with this. Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Then down came a jumbuck to drink at that billabong. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. And he sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Then down came the squatter, mounted on his thoroughbred. Down came the troopers. One, two, three. Righto, where's that jolly jumbuck that you've got in your tucker bag? You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Righto, where's that jolly jumbuck that you've got in your tucker bag? You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. So up jumped the swagman, and he sprang into that billabong. Love that bit. You'll never take me alive, said he. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You'll come a waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.